With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. On Monday, business owners and labor industry representatives testified before lawmakers in Helena during the first hearing of a bill to increase the minimum wage in Montana. The current minimum wage rate is $8.15 an hour. Marianne Dunwell, a Democratic representative from Helena, introduced the bill that would increase the wage to $10.10 an hour. That would be higher than the minimum wage rates in any of the states bordering Montana.
Raising the floor, the minimum wage, would help local businesses keep employees. It would prevent employees from going across the street for another quarter or 50 cents an hour more. It also puts more money in workers' pockets. They're going to be spending that money in Montana, on Montana Main Streets, repairing washers and cars and circulating that money through the local economy.
Dunwell pitched her bill during the House of Representatives Business and Labor Committee. Montana's current minimum wage is tied to inflation rates, and on January 1st of this year, it increased 10 cents. But Dunwell and her bill supporters say that isn't enough to keep Montanans earning a living wage. Linda Beischel lives in Helena and testified in support of Dunwell's bill.
There is dignity in human work, and it should be respected that if you work hard, full-time, you should be able to support a family, not have to beg for it. If it's a job worth doing, it's a job worth compensating fairly.
Others in support of the bill say a minimum wage increase could help Montana become a more attractive place for people to work. Galen Hollenbaugh with Montana's Department of Labor and Industry says the state needs to find solutions for what he calls a severe worker shortage looming as Montana's workforce ages.
This begins to represent over the next 10 years something that could really, really impact in a very negative manner our economy. First, we need to increase the skills of our workers. But secondly, we need to increase the wages.
Opponents to the bill don't see an increase in minimum wage helping families or the businesses they work for. Bridger Malum with the Montana Chamber of Commerce says the proposal would hurt the state's business owners and have unintended consequences for the employees the legislation is supposed to help.
Businesses are going to react in the following ways when a minimum wage is increased to the legislature. It's going to reduce worker hours, reduce employee benefits, increase the price of goods or services sold, which in many cases could price out the low-wage earner. It could lay off some of the low-skill workers, and some businesses could just stop hiring. They might be able to stay where they are. And those with the smallest margins, those new businesses that are just getting started, having to impose a new higher minimum wage by about a 20% increase is going to make it really difficult for them to survive.
Ken Beachy, owner of the Cozy Corner Cafe in Fairfield, also testified against the bill. He says if lawmakers want to improve the business environment in the state, they should look at ways to lift regulatory burdens.
So that it would encourage more business in Montana. If the minimum wage increases, I cannot give my other employees the increase I would like to give because it drains the business.
Beachy and others testified that if lawmakers increase the state minimum wage, it could force employers to bump up the pay of their other employees so their pay remains comparable, and that may not be something businesses can afford to do. A representative of the Montana Retail Association told lawmakers during testimony Monday that the state's economic engine just isn't strong enough to take on a minimum wage increase like the one outlined in the proposed bill. During the hearing, others, including Republican lawmakers on the House Business and Labor Committee, questioned the government's role in setting wage rates between private businesses and their employees. The proposal to add nearly $2 to Montana's minimum wage is the second effort to do so by Representative Marianne Dunwell. Her previous bill failed during the last legislative session. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.